One thing's almost certain in war. Civilians will end up fleeing the fighting, often in large numbers. This year alone, the U.S. will settle close to 85,000 refugees from across the globe. Many have been ending up in Boise, Idaho. So many, in fact, that the city now has a special police officer assigned just to the refugee community. We sent the world's Jason Margolis to Boise to get the story.
I went for a ride along with Officer Dustin Robinson with the Boise Police Department. I was waiting for a cop car to come pick me up, but much to my disappointment, he showed up in an unmarked SUV, and he was wearing a coat and tie. He wants to put the refugees he works with at ease.
Police cars can look intimidating to someone that's been traumatized by law enforcement or military before, and the same thing goes with the uniform. Looks very paramilitaristic. You have your firearm fully displayed.
Robinson keeps his concealed under a sport coat. His job is to build relationships with Boise's growing refugee population. Close to 800 have come over in the past year, mainly from Congo, Syria, Iraq, Nepal, Somalia, Myanmar, and Burundi. They're resettled here because of the cheap housing and low unemployment. Robinson teaches classes to refugees about law enforcement, goes to banquets with immigrants, and spends time with African refugees who play soccer.
Go and sit in the park for an hour before their soccer games or their soccer practice and simply have a question-answer period.
Today he's visiting a corner grocery store owned by an Iraqi refugee.
Hi, how are you?
Robinson greets the shop owner's 7-year-old son. Robinson offers the boy a sticker, then the dad comes to the cash register.
I'm Officer Robinson with the Boise Police.
Yeah.
Robinson has a shaved head and a goatee. He's tough-looking, but he's also super friendly. After some casual conversation, the shop owner starts to open up. He tells Robinson about problems he's been having.
I'm coming morning. I am see for my tires. Every tire's front. I think for knife.
Your tires were slashed?
Yeah.
Were destroyed?
Yeah.
The man also says somebody threw sewage on his picnic table in front.
Did you call the police?
No.
No.
These incidents happened several months ago. Soon, communication breaks down, so Robinson gets an interpreter on a speakerphone. Robinson explains how the police can help.
I will let other police officers that drive around this area during the night know what happens so they can watch the building for you. Yes.
All told, we're at the shop for about 30 minutes. The shop owner seems happy with the exchange. Back in the car, Robinson says this happens a lot. Refugees are afraid to come to the police, but open up to him. He's built some street cred.
In U.S. customs, police officers are oftentimes called by, officer in their last name. But I get called Officer Dustin by almost every refugee that I come in and encounter with. And I don't know if it's just because there's a comfort and a trust level there, but I know that the previous refugee liaison officer was called Officer Shelley.
That's Shelley Sonnenberg. She hatched the idea for the refugee liaison position a decade ago. At the time, she was a community policing officer in a part of Boise with a large refugee population. She says some refugees didn't trust the police. Others didn't understand what they do.
In some of the cultures, for example, the Somali Bantu community, the elders took care of the problems. It wasn't a police matter. And it was difficult to walk in when they had always done things through an elder. And now you have a police officer coming in and deciding what the outcome's going to be.
She says police learned to respect what matters could be handled internally by the Somali community, and Somali refugees came to understand when the police needed to step in. Sonnenberg describes some other challenges policing refugees.
Some of the refugees came from actual refugee camps, and if something was important to you, you took it into your home at night and kept it safe. Well, in America, you have plants outside and chairs outside and bicycles outside, and that doesn't mean you don't want it. It's just, perhaps decoration. And so those things were disappearing in some of the apartment complexes. And so they thought they had a theft issue when actually it was more of an educational issue.
So people were literally taking plants from each other?
It was more like wind chimes, things that were pretty and maybe different and not something that they had back home.
By the numbers, Boise is a very safe community. The Boise Police Department can't prove statistically if crime has been reduced because of the refugee liaison officer, nor can they say if Boise's population as a whole is safer. But Sonneberg can say this about increased outreach to refugees.
Well, this is how I look at it. I think that in the beginning, when they weren't reporting, we didn't know crime was occurring, whether that's to them or by them. And how are we making a safer community if our head is in the sand?
It's clear that other cities agree with her. Besides Boise, cities like San Diego, Portland, Oregon, and Fargo, North Dakota also have special officers assigned to their refugee communities. For The World, Jason Margolis, Boise, Idaho.
Tomorrow, Jason's got another story from Boise. We'll hear from one of the refugees being served by the city's police force.
My name is Asma. I came from Syria, and I am the first refugee from Syria in Boise, Idaho.
More of Asma's story tomorrow here on The World.